The General Transport Petroleum and Chemical Workers Union of the TUC has declared a one-day solidarity strike tomorrow in solidarity with 27 SAC staff of MODEC last month. All other member unions, including TOL, Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union and BOST, are to follow suit and lay down their tools. The General Secretary of the Union, Ifuseni Idrisu, announced this at a media briefing in Accra. He said the strike is to press home their demand for the reinstatement of the workers. He added that the manner in which the workers were sacked is unjust, and any effort to reinstate them will be done.
On Friday, 14 November 2014, the Management Committee of the National Union met on the issue, and after their deliberations, and having considered all the facts and factors pertaining to the issues, have come to the conclusion that the behavior of management of MODEC is unacceptable and therefore calls for the immediate, unconditional reinstatement of the Ghanaian workers of MODEC who have been issued with dismissal letters by email. All its members should lay down their tools in solidarity with the dismissed MODEC colleagues from Tuesday, 18th November 2014. That unionized workers of MODEC who have been issued with dismissal letters must be reinstated unconditionally with immediate effect. Management should withdraw immediately the following written directives to the workers. 1. Signing of letter of undertaking to be of good behavior, dated 4th November 2014. 2. MODEC Ghana disciplinary policy dated 31st October 2014 should also be withdrawn.
Fuseinu Idrisu is the General Secretary of the General Transport Petroleum and Chemical Workers Union. Meanwhile, the TUC says it backs the action by the General Transport Petroleum and Chemicals Workers Union of Ghana. Dr. Yalba is Deputy Secretary General of the TUC.
It must be very, very clear to you that we fully support this action. We fully support it because we have been part of it. You might have heard in the press statement that we actually facilitated that meeting, which lasted 11 and a half hours. And after that meeting, a memorandum of understanding was signed. Among other things, all the workers were to continue to enjoy their conditions of service, only for them to report to work, and then you issue to them what they call what, undertaking, that they will be of good behavior. If you have that kind of thing, why did you not bring it to the table for discussion? Why do you single out workers and force them or coerce them to sign such undertaking? Therefore, we fully support our affiliates. We are going to go all out with them, and we are going to make sure those responsible for these dismissals hear us. We expect the government to hear us. We expect the Petroleum Commission to hear us. And until they hear us, we will not sleep.
Dr. Yalba is the Deputy Secretary General of the TUC.